How was the pee break? See, that one, you asked if you had enough time to go pee.
I did.
And you did make it back.
We barely did.
You guys peed together, though. You guys have synced up.
Yeah. We were talking about the club in there. Yeah.
Because this is what I was thinking about while I was holding my pecker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. We have a bit we're going to do tonight in the club. It's going to be hot.
I did watch the poop cruise.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Dude.
Yeah.
That thing. I got some takes on that.
Well, I told you yesterday I have hot takes. Yeah. Are you going to one-up my hot takes?
I don't know. I'm interested in what your hot... Because I had strong emotions watching the poop cruise.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Okay, well, we'll talk about that. Yeah. That's later. Yeah. Come on, dude. We have to stay on track here.
Do we?
No.
We're so good at staying on track.
The big dumper hit another bomb last night.
Yeah, 33 of these sons of guns.
He's hit 33 of them. Yep, that's right. Number 33. He will compete in the Home Run Derby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys saw that.
Well, he's got a shot. I think the record for the most home runs before the All-Star break is Bonds at 39 during the historic season. And the dumper's got 12 games to get six.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's within striking distance. And I do enjoy that we're in the era now, and it's like the dumper has been a power hitter like his whole career, but I think his career...
I think he's one off his career high.
I think
it's 34
or 36. 34 or 35, something like that. And like he's going to get like 37 before the break, and like no one thinks it's weird at all. We have kind of reached the point where we're not suspicious of anyone, which is good.
You mean steroids?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's hot. He's having a nice year. He's figured it out.
Yeah. And he's hitting like 270. He's hit like 212.
Good hitter. Hitting it to all fields, I mm-hmm. think, kinda, isn't he?
Yeah, switch hitting and
yeah, well, he's reportedly gonna try to switch hit in the Derby. As Adley Rutschman did.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. If you want to win it. But maybe he doesn't care. You know, his dad is gonna be his pitcher.
And his brother's gonna be the catcher.
How about that?
That's very cool.
Family affair.
He will try to become the first catcher to ever win the Home Run Derby. Never happened.
Yeah, you don't really think of like power hitting catchers.
I'm trying to think of catchers that would have participated. Did Salvi ever do it?
Salvi did.
I bet you Piazza.
Piazza
was in
probably
there.
Did.
Piazza did.
Mm-hmm. Who's the Twins catcher?
Maurer.
Yeah,
probably did.
Maurer in there once.
I don't know about Maurer.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like who were like necessarily power hitting catchers. There weren't a ton. I guarantee Piazza did it though. In fact, I'm fairly certain I remember Mike Piazza doing it. Well, either way, he's on pace for the greatest catching offensive season of all time, and he's a Gold Glove winner.
So he'll be the eighth Mariner to compete in the Home Run Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Griffey Jr. has won the Home Run Derby 3 times.
Yes.
So, you know. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good, yes.
And Julio Rodriguez did not win it, but he finished second in 2022. And
I don't remember that at all.
You may remember this. He set the record for most home runs in a single round the year before last in 2023. He hit 41 home runs.
Did he really?
Break the Josh Hamilton record?
Why do I not remember that? Because I remember the Josh Hamilton one. They do different formats. Was it a
The
weird...
formats have changed.
I remember it, and it was awesome.
It was a show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I don't know why that doesn't... I don't remember that one.
That's because you hate Julio.
No, I think I might have been out of the country for that. It's was Julio that the one hate. In Safeco? Or I guess T-Mobile? Did he do that in Seattle? Because there was an All-Star game a couple years ago, and I was out of the country for it. Because I had tickets to it, and I couldn't go.
So was if you had tickets, then that was in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm asking, is that the one?
I don't know, dude.
Okay.
2023. Well, where were you in July of 2023?
I think I was in St. Lucia.
Well, there you go. Then there was that one. I'm trying to find a list of catchers who participate in the Home Run Derby, and I can't find it.
Someone's saying they remember Pudge did one.
Oh, there you go, Pudge.
Pudge had a great steroid season. Have you looked at Pudge's home run numbers?
Oh yeah.
There's one.
Didn't he hit 50?
Yeah, there's one where it's like, what? What were you doing there, Pudge?
So the Blazers, was this was presented by a YouTube commenter or whatever?
No, there was one of our listeners who just DM'd me with this kind of random Blazers account tweet saying who would, like, it projected the Blazers starters and bench for the upcoming season and said who would win between these two units.
Are you ready for those two units?
Yeah. Let's talk about units.
The starting five would be Scoot Henderson.
See, that's not going to be, because Shaden Sharp. Holiday is going to be the starter.
Listen, shut up.
Well, it's not, you're inaccurate.
Scoot Henderson, Shaden Sharp, mm-hmm. Tumani Kamara, Denny Avdia, and Donovan Klingon.
Okay.
That's your starters.
Okay.
Your bench is Drew Holiday, Matisse Thybulle, Jeremy Grant, Robert Williams, and the Younger. Who wins? That's a hell of a battle.
It's kind of close, right?
I think the starters win, right?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think with Holiday, Grant, and Williams.
That savvy is pretty good.
And I love Thybulle. He'll play his role. The Younger's, look.
Yeah, the Younger, that's...
Klingon's going to own him.
That's going to be... Although Klingon's going to gas out after, 7 minutes. So, is it half court? Maybe Klingon can... By the way, I saw the Younger's combine stats, athletically. Him and Klingon are, the same person. It's, very, very similar. Which I don't know if that's necessarily the best thing in the world, because Donovan Klingon isn't, the greatest athlete. He's kind of heavy-footed.
Oh, dear.
But, it was very comparable.
Well, only one's Chinese.
That is true.
No, there's only one other player ever besides Yao Ming mm-hmm. to be drafted in the first round of the NBA draft out of the Chinese Basketball Association.
Was that the kid?
No, it's this kid.
Oh, what? There was the other kid. Milwaukee or
Yi Jian Lian?
Yeah.
Yeah. They called him the chairman because his workout video was him doing moves on a chair sitting in the
And
in
he
the
never key. Ended up, he ended up
Was
being
that
a,
the first round?
Yeah. He was a top 10 pick.
I thought he was a top 10 pick too.
But he may not have played in the Chinese Basketball Association. Okay.
Because he didn't do anything in the NBA, but yeah, because I remember his name on the back of the jersey was just XI.
It was Yi, Y-I.
Y-I.
Yeah.
Whatever, when was he drafted?
Let's see here. I've got his Wikipedia.
Someone's saying it's a solid 30-win team.
First round, sixth overall pick by the Bucks.
Okay, and out of China, right?
He was playing for the Guangdong Southern Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that the Chinese Basketball Association?
Let's find out.
Guangdong?
I'm not familiar with the Guangdong.
Yes, it is. It is the CBA.
Okay.
This whole thing's a lie.
Lies. Lies.
Yeah.
So much for that award-winning prep.
I remember that guy because they were saying it was going to be a big deal because this was going to open the floodgates to more Chinese players. And the answer to that question was no, it did not.
So what's the point spread? Who's the favorite?
The starters will be favored because they're the starters, but I think I take the points of the bench.
Well, how many points you giving me with Holiday and Grant on there?
2.5.
Well, Jeremy Grant won't play.
Well, in between sewing pants.
Everyone's healthy.
Assuming everyone's healthy.
Yeah. I'm going with the olds.
Yeah, you're taking the olds?
Yeah.
Some savvy.
I have no faith in the Scoot Shaden fearsome duo. None.
Denny will go nuts. He's the only one that can score on that. Denny will drop 40 on somebody.
I think Thybulle locks him down. My guy, Matisse.
It's going to be a hell of a year. I'm just excited about the Klingon and Younger. That's the two-headed monster. And then I guess throw Robert Williams in there, whatever.
All right. Buck is going to love this next one because I'm finally going to play audio that he
pulled.
Was it dutifully?
Dutifully was able to find from the internet.
So you asked him for this?
Yeah. Well, he
was this the one you asked for more than once?
I was gonna. I hate to be the one to do this, but I was the next question. Hand to God was going to be how many times did you have to ask him to get this?
Well,
audio?
Buck hates it when I ask him for audio and then I don't use the audio.
Yeah,
he hates that.
Well, you don't do that very often, but there are times when you're like, "Hey, I need these six things." Well, and we use two of them.
Yeah, and some of it doesn't fit into the show.
I know.
And it just doesn't.
I
work.
Didn't say
Buckley
that was a problem.
Buckley doesn't like being asked to do extra work.
No. Don't waste my effing time.
Buck's pissed off. We have disgruntled Buck now.
Yeah.
But he did pull this piece of audio, and I think it's great.
And if he pulled it, let's play it, so then we don't have to listen to
Buck's
bitch.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, now!
He has shamed me into playing this, even though I wanted to play
it. It's a good little clip.
It is a good little clip. So this next piece of audio that you're going to hear in our next segment is, I'll just tease it by saying, is there anything sports can't do? Okay.
Okay.
That's next on The Fan.